Terry for breakfast on Triple M. We're going around the towns and we're catching up with the Shire of Tamman. And on the line is the Shire President, Glenys Batchelor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Terry. Pretty good, thanks.
Gee, winter doesn't look like it wants to go anywhere. It's cool this morning and it's a little wet.
Yes, we've had just a couple of really passing showers, though. So, yeah, I can see the sunlight's going to come through shortly. It'll be a good day, I think.
Now, there's been some success in the Avon Football Association. Last weekend, the reserve side, Kelleher and Tamman, took out the premiership. A big win over Northern Railways.
They sure did. It was fantastic. And in fact, I couldn't get to the ground. So really thankful that we got to listen to the commentary from Beverly. Thank you to your crew.
Thank you for listening. And, of course, the highlights there on the listener app, LISTNR. So Kelleher and Tamman took out the reserves grand final, but unfortunately, no such luck there in the league. You've gone down to fellow Great Eastern Highway tenants, Cundinan.
That's right. But, I mean, it was a great effort for the guys to get there and they just fell short, whereas, of course, we're still pretty happy that the Rezzies managed back-to-back.
Also, you got some results out of the Fairest and Best.
Did, yes. We the wind-up was held on the weekend. And for Cats, the Fairest and Best in the league was Lawrence Winmar. The runner-up was Mitch Henry. And then in the reserves, we had Dylan and Stinger was runner-up. So pretty special. And then a whole lot of other club service awards, etc.
Well done to all those that have taken out awards at the Best and Fairest. Now, the seniors' lunch that was meant to be happening, that has to be postponed, unfortunately.
It has been, yes, mainly due to the Queen's funeral today, obviously, and probably wanted to let people spend some time or watch it. So we'll have more details once the new CDO arrives, or sorry, Community Development Officer arrives.
And also tomorrow you're going to be hosting some medical students in the Shire.
That's right, yes, tomorrow. We've got Rural Health bringing out 50 students. They're staying overnight, or they've been staying down at Cundinan and Kelleberran, and tomorrow it's Tamman's turn to host them. So we've got 25 coming down here for the mixed farming experience, and we've got 25 being hosted by Brad and Kate Jones, which is fantastic. So pretty special day all round tomorrow.
Looking forward to hosting some more medical students here. They've got a great affinity with the Wheat Belt. They have the Rural Immersion Program each year at the start of the year. And then, of course, we've got the Rural Clinical School headed up in Northern by Dr. Julianne Rowe, who is not far from Meckering. And there's 4 students there this year, and we wish them all the best as they continue on with their studies.
Oh, absolutely. And this is all part of trying to make sure that the medical students understand and know just how important it is out here and how wonderful our Wheat Belt lifestyle is, really. So, yes, the more we can get them out and see what we do and how we do it and our great community spirit, I think, the better we'll be. Can I just mention, I did want to just highlight the football with the Club Service Award. It's gone to a really important local here, Mitch Henry Sr., and the best team man was Scott Packham, and I'm sure his proud parents, Greg and Rosalie, will be really, really excited about that. And the best clubman was another Tamman local, Steele Anderson. So I just wanted to mention, because without that sort of community spirit that we've just been talking about, great things don't happen. So thanks very much, Terry.
Well said. Around the towns, we catch up with the Shire of Tamman and Shire President, Glenys Batchelor. Always appreciate your time on Triple M.
No worries, Terry. Talk soon.